it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Man, I got to tell you, I got up and saw the highlights this morning of, I couldn't stay awake the whole time, I'd be lying to you, of the Chiefs in Jacksonville last night. What a game. What a frigging game, man. 31-28. Mahomes, I'm guessing, thought he might have the game. Scored a little too early, and Trevor Lawrence goes 7 plays, 60 yards. Leaves just a few seconds on. Got a pass interference. Got a little help on a pass interference call down in the end zone. And then he falls down, gets up, runs in the end zone, and ends up being the game winner. Jags go to 4-1. Go to 4-1 for everybody that might have seen it. Because, hey, like everybody, man, trying to figure out if Trevor Lawrence could play or not. He looks a lot better right now. It is amazing that they're healthier. Helps. But they cleaned house. Jacksonville cleaned it, man.
You know, it's tough to watch a team like that pass you up.
Oh, they did.
Because we talked about them going into the season. We go, man, Jacksonville, we're probably better than they are, right? Or right there. And, man, they have passed your ass by. And it's funny you say we're still trying to figure out if Trevor Lawrence can play. Like, if we're trying to figure that out, what do we do with our guy?
Well, no, just because he's had the injury bug.
There is zero in common. No. You talk about Trevor Lawrence and our guy. Well, yeah. I mean, guy's running all over the place.
Well, that's the other thing is.
So, at least he gives you a chance, right? When you got a guy that's athletic like that, that can run and make some plays, at least he gives you a chance. He's not great, Joe. He made a lot of mistakes.
I'm not saying he's great. He's a good player. Now, listen, I just always think his potential and upside because physically his size.
Yeah, he actually has potential and upside. That's the difference.
And the other thing is, like last night, I mean, he and Mahomes, they ran for 110 yards between them. One guy ran for 60, the other guy ran for 50. And you see that, and they're running around back there. And if they see in man-to-man, they're going to take off and run and slide, play smart. But it was just it was a fun game to watch last night. And the Colts and the Jags are 4-1. Incredible. Colts are close to being, honestly, 5-0 should be.
They should be. Are the Chiefs and Ravens going to miss the playoffs?
I don't think the Chiefs are.
What's happening here, man?
The Chiefs look
a lot
better.
Is that how Josh Allen's going to get to a Super Bowl just because those other two teams don't make it?
Well, the Chiefs look better. Boy, I'll tell you what, though, the Ravens.
The Ravens are in deep trouble, though. They do have other problems besides Lamar missing.
Yeah, no,
I know they said he might be back. He might not this week.
That's one side of the ball, having him back. But what about the other?
Yeah, well, Houston hold Hank 46 on him, 44
in Baltimore. Yeah, that's So, it will be interesting. And by the way, Chargers come to town. They've lost 2 in a row after starting 3-0 on the season.
Yeah, what happened to them? They looked like one of the better teams in the league for.
Well, they now have their top two running backs and their two tackles.
Yeah.
By the way, they went out and spent money. I mean, they drafted high first round tackles, two really good ones. One's out for the year, and the other one's got a high ankle sprain. I don't know if he's
too bad.
He's going to be back, but
hear about anyone's injuries.
Nobody wants to hear about any of them, including what's going on in Baltimore with all their guys. I don't know how many are out for the year, but we got, a lot of guys going on the IR, which is minimum of 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's going to be kind of fun to see what's going to happen now in the AFC, as you just said, because some of the best teams that were supposed to be there with Lamar and Mahomes and you watch, although Kansas City looked a lot better last night. But their schedule isn't getting easier. They got Detroit this week.
That's not a great loss to Jacksonville there. Do you think both of those teams make the playoffs?
Yes.
You do think Baltimore makes the playoffs?
No. I thought you were asking me about the Colts and Jags both. I'm sorry.
No. I'm talking about the teams that are in the playoffs making runs every year. Chiefs and Ravens, do they both make the playoffs this year?
Well, so
I don't think the Ravens are going to turn it around.
No, no, but the Chiefs are only one game out of first place.
Yeah.
Everybody's three and two and two and three. The Chiefs
probably will, right, eventually. It's funny, the Chiefs looked really good a week ago.
The Chiefs looked good. They didn't look that bad last night.
No, they didn't look terrible.
Mahomes throws a pick six.
I know.
In the end zone. That's
not good.
You know, if it's not Mahomes, the guy's getting killed. Devin Lloyd runs it back 99 yards. Like, what, you know, any other quarterbacks, probably except maybe the couple of the top guys that get the benefit of the doubt because they've been so good for so long.
Mahomes gets a lifetime hall pass.
But Mahomes, I mean, that thing not only got picked, they ran it back the whole way, you know, and you start losing points. Well, your defense can't help you because the special teams returns and pick sixes, they are just killers. They are just absolute killers with so many of these teams so close. But hey, man, Chiefs took a lead last night. You're thinking, all right, Kansas City's defense will stop them.
So you do think the Ravens make the playoffs, though?
No.
Okay. Because I say they're going to win probably 9 games, right? At least right now, they'd have to win 9 more games to get to 10.
If they could get everybody back, it's just not going to happen, though. I mean, they got guys that are out.
One and four is a deep hole, man.
Yes.
Not that, like, our team is, you know.
And by the way, Harbaugh's not. And I know everybody likes this. We like something real fast. And, like, Harbaugh's going to get fired. Like, why would he get fired?
They were talking about it driving in this morning. Said he's out after this year.
Most consistent winner. One of the three or top winners over, like, every year.
Got to get over the hump eventually, right?
Really?
I don't know.
We can't.
We're
trying to have a winning record, and we're trying to win a playoff game, and we're trying to win a division. I mean, we have stepped back so far, and you can tell I'm still really frustrated with this whole thing. I really am. I just I give everybody the benefit of the doubt on the organization.
You're a little calmer this morning, at least.
Yeah, I am better. But I'm thinking, like, we're talking about extensions and stuff like that. I'm like, you know what, man? This thing never used to be about a winning record, like 9-8. He had another winning record. Like, what? What? This thing, when I got here, and again, you know, the 70s teams kind of ruined it for everybody. They went undefeated and back-to-back Super Bowl championships. And if it wasn't for the fact the new league came in and paid a bunch of guys a lot of money, God only knows how good that team, undefeated team of guys would have been. But, you know, so now you're playing with some of those guys at the end of their careers, and those guys they've been places nobody's been in the history of the game. And you're like, you're looking at Little and Kuchenberg, and I'm like, oh my God, this is and they make a real clear day one, man. It's to win the division. We want to stay home during the playoffs because nobody wants to come here and play in this heat. Usually it's cold weather, right? Nobody wants to play in our heat. And with the Orange Bowl crowd, which used to be friggin' as loud as any place in the NFL. And then we go from there. Now we talk about winning records, and we went to wild card playoff games. I'm like, we lost. Like, is that where we are? And it's not all their fault, because it started these problems before them. Before Mike got here. Chris has been here for a lot of it. But, man, it's just frustrating. I see the frustration, and somebody told me yesterday, I'm done. And I get the reaction after a game, and you blow a 17-point
been a lot
game.
Of that over the last
I understand
days,
that, but that's been – I've heard that.
No one's done, though, man. Hey, you know, there's Dolphins know one thing. They know that people are going to keep coming back no matter what kind of filth they put on the field. Those games – people are going, man. Right? It's not a bunch of empty seats at that stadium. People are going to those games.
So I have a guy.
I know people are trying to get rid of their tickets a little cheaper, but
I don't care about the tickets.
But people are going to go. That's the thing, man. Like the NFL.
You care.
The NFL is a machine. People are going to go.
Yes.
And no matter what garbage the Dolphins roll out there, honestly, year after year, people are going to go.
Did I see a lot of red at the game last night? Was there a lot of Kansas City Chiefs fans?
Well, yeah. They're the best. It's like the Yankees or something, you know?
So,
yeah, people root for the Chiefs. That surprised you?
No. But to the point, like, even if you don't buy the tickets, the other teams, especially the good teams, their fan base going, hey, let's take a little trip to South Florida for a few
days.
The
NFL's business is good, whether you stink, whether you're, you know, you're.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're playing well. Look, man, the one constant has been they just haven't been able to figure out that quarterback position. And it's funny because Omar Kelly's up at 6:30 in the morning fighting with people on Twitter here about Tua.
What? That he can run like those two guys last night when a play breaks down?
Omar, you know, quote tweets some guy who said, you know, they finally realize he's not the guy. You know, and then Omar goes, all that's wrong with the Dolphins franchise, and y'all are bashing a 100-rated QB who threw three touchdowns in his first game without Tyreek Hill.
Omar's
got numbers for Tua for every little defense he wants to make.
Omar, I hope you get a great one-on-one with at some point.
No, but this is the problem with
people who... I hope Tua sits down and really opens up to you.
This is the problem with people who deal with numbers. Right. And who try to throw numbers at things when you can just watch.
Yeah.
And see if a guy passes the eye test. You
but
know,
I knew
or doesn't.
Hey, Woody, I knew after the game and, you know, I look and I go, hey, three touchdowns, zero interceptions. And, you know, had a couple of throws down the middle of the field to his tight end, had a nice throw to Waddle on the outside. This is going to allow his fan base of people that believe you just got to always just keep putting more around him. It's not him. It's his old line.
But you need to consider certain things, though, too. Like, the Dolphins didn't go on the road to Buffalo and come up just short. They're playing Carolina.
Like, yes.
I guess they're not as bad as you, but they're one of the worst teams in football.
Yeah.
They've been one of the worst franchises in all football for a long time.
If Omar would stick with, we have more problems than that right now.
We do. Of course they do.
We have a line problem right now on both sides of the ball. We do. And it's real bad on one side and it's not good enough on the other sometimes either. And then I don't know, like, so I'm trying to figure out if Mike and his coaching staff could ever tell the truth privately, which they're never going to do. Then you're throwing one of their players under the bus. I don't know if they would ever say, like, the reason we do all these things the last couple of years because our offensive line isn't really what it needs to be.
You go to a game every Sunday, Joe. Do you ever see teams that have offensive lines built, like, let's say how Carson Beck gets to stand back there, right, where Carson stands in the pocket for 10 seconds and he's patting the ball and – you just don't see it. Every team, the NFL is trying to build an offensive line like that.
So we have,
you just don't see it. Like,
we have some good offensive lines, but I got to tell you, I watch every quarterback, no matter what the offensive line is, the pocket breaks down. It breaks down no matter what game you're watching. I'm not saying every play.
Yeah. Cause you got elite pass rushers on the other side of the ball too.
But it's like, they're going to win sometimes the one-on-one battles and you have to keep the play alive or have the right play on to get rid of the ball, or the thing that a lot of guys are doing, they take off and run and they make a first down, or they put you in a situation where you're third and one or fourth and one, you can make a first down. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Want to talk about Dr. Barry and his staff that do a great job. I'm talking about mental health. I'm talking about guys that get off the road a little bit, man, just a little bit. Been off the road a few times, a little bit. Been back on it here in good shape, so don't worry about me. I'm good. But Dr. Barry and his staff at Recovery Unplugged are just doing unbelievable work. And if you find yourself, for personal reasons, job, relationships, things that just got you a little off what you should be right now, it's okay. It does happen. And they got some great programs for you. Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team and their innovative treatments like this ketamine therapy for depression and anxiety and trauma. And if you're going through it, it's normal. A lot of people dealing with a lot of anxiety. If you or someone you love needs some winning strategy, tell them about Recovery Unplugged. Take them there. Set it up. And if you're going through it directly, make the call, 954-737-4508, or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.